coming in on 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews. I'm your host, Knox. This is a childish podcast about adult beverages. With me today is Big Earn.
I'm here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of ass.
What?
Wait, that's not how it goes.
I don't think...
I'm excited to be here today. It's going to be a fun day.
We got Chris. Hey, Chris.
Yeah. I'm getting chock full of spirits today.
Chock full of something. Yes, and we are here with Sherry Reese. From Far North Spirits, because we are here at Far North Spirits, just outside of Hallock, Minnesota. Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for coming up here.
Well, thank you for having us here at Far North Spirits. Well, let's get right into the meat of things. How long ago did you decide to be distilling your own spirits, per se? Like, how did that start?
Well, it's amazing, because when I look back now, it's over 10 years ago that we first had the seed of an idea to move home, build a distillery in the middle of a wheat field, and start up. We actually started distilling on October 9th, 2013.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And where were you before this? You said they had to move up here. Where were you before?
We were living in St. Paul.
St. Paul?
Yeah, but down, we were city kids for 20 plus years before moving home.
Are you originally from this area then, apparently, since you called it home?
Yeah, this is my husband's family farm, and I was a city girl. I grew up in Hallock. Go Bears!
Nice. What started the seed after you moved back up here to Hallock, Minnesota? What got you on the trip to be, to maybe I should make some whiskey, maybe I should make some gin, maybe I should make some vodka? I mean, how'd you get up to that point?
Well, it really started with the farm and this idea of... You said it was okay to swear, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to go there. So we had a friend who was really a mentor to us in Minneapolis, and we were like, Dave, man, what are we going to do with our lives? We just can't do this corporate shit anymore. And he said, if you see an exit ramp, take that fucker.
There you go.
And I tell you what, we were driving home from the cities one day, and we got off on exit 187, and Drayton, and I went, oh my God, a farm. We've got a farm. Why the hell haven't we thought about moving home and doing something with a farm? And so that's really what the driver was, the farm and this idea of making a finished product out of grain. My husband was getting his MBA at the time, and he wrote a paper for an entrepreneurial class, and the paper was called Two River Rye, and it was about a craft distillery, and that was the seed of the idea that started us down this path. And the idea started with rye just because we grew up in Hallock, 20 miles from the border, where if you made it across, they'd, you know, serve you. If you could see, if you get your hand up on top of the bar, they'd serve you rye whiskey. Right? And right. So rye whiskey was kind of the vision, and this idea of really going deep with the ingredients, focusing on the grain, making a finished product out of something that we grew here on the family farm.
That's awesome. So all this is like your own grain specifically, the grains here.
It is.
That is, I don't think that's of a...
That's pretty awesome.
That is really awesome. Yeah, I don't know how else to explain that other than it's really nice to know that an actual distillery owns their own farm and grows their own shit. That's pretty awesome.
So when you lived in St. Paul, did you do any like, brew beer or anything similar to,
would dress up and have blind gin tastings. Like, ooh, that was our thing. We're not brewers.
Did you like throw gin in each other's eyes so you got blind, or what do you mean?
It burns. It's like, oh, what's a fun thing to do on a Saturday night? I know, let's go to the liquor store, buy 7 different kinds of gins and taste them without knowing which one they are. Like, we were just into that kind of cocktail, fancy drinks, big foodies. Like, our idea of entertainment was to go out for dinner and drink wine. And so that world was always, and farm-to-table chefs were a huge influence of ours. We followed Lenny Russo in St. Paul from heartland to heartland when, you know, we're just really into the whole idea of the slow food movement and Alice Waters, and that was our inspiration, and that's really what buoyed us to this whole idea of doing grain to glass spirits.
Hell yeah.
That's it. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm sorry.
I also enjoy drinking and eating.
Yes, it's fantastic. It's
like, these are right up my alley.
Yeah.
I like blind tastings.
Yeah, we actually had a budget bourbon blind tasting a little while ago, and we did six different bourbons.